Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts, Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea. I hope you guys remember my voice. I am back for a minute here. It's Ashley here, and I'm doing this episode with Ate Chelsea. So Ate Chelsea, what is on our menu for today?
In line with spooky season, on our menu for today will be our top five favorite K-pop groups during Halloween. So Before we dive into that, don't forget to follow us on our podcast wherever you are. Subscribe to our podcast, rate, review, share with your friends. Share it, and when you share it, tag us and follow us on our socials. We are at Spill the Soju Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, at SDSPodPH on Twitter or X. You can also send us an email at spillthesoju@gmail.com. Everything's linked down below. Let's get into it.
Let's start.
Okay, so Ashley. Okay, it's great. Finally, we're here together.
Yes. So. Oh my gosh. I had my own version of horror the past couple of months. It's called academic horror.
Hey, let's get it. So you guys enjoy this episode because this is great. We should be thankful for Ashley for offering us her time during this season. So let's make the most out of it. So what we're going to do is Ashley and I, before this show, before we recorded, we already did a rundown of the groups that we both agreed on.
Yes.
And how we will do this is we'll share our ratings from least to most appropriate for the Halloween season. Spooky groups.
Yes.
Okay? So let's start with number five.
Yes. And there's a tie here.
It's a tie. Okay?
It's a tie.
We may be biased, but that's how it is. It's our podcast. So
yeah. It's our list.
Exactly. So the two are EXO and SHINee.
SHINee. We had to bring in the second gen somehow. The second gen and third gen. Yes.
We always have to include EXO in everything. So hence them here. So Ashley, why did we pick these two?
Yeah, so EXO, I mean, from their concept, from the very beginning, the whole exoplanet with all their powers and, you know, the red forces and everything. And I think it really reached the peak when they introduced the XXO.
Yes.
Their doppelgangers in Obsession. Yes. Like, I think that's where it, like, really, it just, like, really culminated that this is, like, it's not necessarily, like, scary, but it's very in tune with the whole, you know, thriller, like, mysterious kind of vibe. How about SHINee? Why did we choose SHINee?
I just want to touch up on EXO first before we move to SHINee. So I think EXO as well, with their concept. Remember their Call Me Baby teasers?
Oh, yes.
The individual member, and then all of a sudden, like, their powers are messing around, like their powers are turning against them or something.
Exactly.
And that was creepy. And
it was.
I remember I was with my friend and we were like freaking out because it was so well made. And it was creepy. Like, it was still, it made me feel uncomfortable, or like it made me feel like they were in a sense of danger while watching it. And I liked it. And there was Monster. Literally.
Monster.
Like, they were, like, that was, Monster walked so Obsession could run, I feel.
Exactly.
So.
That's exactly the reason.
Exactly. So, okay. That's EXO. Also because Wolf and Growl, duh.
Yeah, you know, like the whole vampire werewolf thing. And you'll see in our next set of groups.
With the
werewolves. With the little tree of life.
Yes, exactly. Okay, SHINee. SHINee, we had to put them here because you can't have a K-pop Halloween without SHINee.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you seen SM Halloween parties?
it's it's the best thing to ever happen in K-pop. I wish. I think it was just because of the pandemic, maybe, that they were like they had to tone it down a little bit. But hopefully, I'm praying this year, like, they go all out again with this party. And I need Key.
We need Key to step up.
The shiny boys to bring their A game.
Yes.
Because it's never an
best
SM.
In costume.
Key as Marge, Key as as McDonald's, and Onyu was KFC.
Exactly, right?
So good. Like, they're so good. You please just look up Shiny SM Halloween. It's you'll have the best time of your life. So that's why we had to put them, because they are essential to the K-pop
Halloween party season. Yes.
Season. Okay. And now we move on to number four. Again, it is a tie.
It is a tie.
We're cheating here. They're supposed to be top five. Ashley, who are the groups?
Yes. So for our top four tied groups, we have ENHYPEN and TXT. So our little fourth gen high boys.
Yes. They're here to represent.
They're here. To represent the fourth gen right now.
Yes, exactly.
And so, like, from the very beginning, like, especially for ENHYPEN, they had the whole spooky horror thing with the vampire concept. TXT, until now, I still sort of don't really totally have a grasp of their concept. Like, I tried to understand their universe. I cannot.
I get
but
that.
But it's there. Like, especially in the Can't You See Me era and everything. It's all very mysterious. So that's why they are here.
Yes. And I also think with these two especially, like, they're very creative when it comes to their concepts. And like their own universe. So they can play around with it because that's just theirs.
They have their own webtoons for the universe, which I love.
I love that. And yeah, they're just really creative. And honestly, I agree. Like, these two, I can see them going for more, I could see them exploring more and diving more into more creative or even more, quote unquote, shocking kind of, you know, kind of concepts. Because
they can do it.
Yes. So we have to include the high boys. So there you go. There's the boys. But of course, we can't have this
just
list
the
without just the boys. We gotta put some girls in here.
There's some girl power in there.
We gotta get some girl power in here. So number three, Ashley. Who is our number three?
Our number three is Red Velvet.
Okay. We have to add our queens, Red Velvet, in this list. Because of very obvious reasons. But but yeah, I mean, just looking at, let's just start with their music videos. Cause their songs kasi hindi naman masyadong dark. It doesn't sound dark.
Yeah. It's just like the visual representation of their songs, especially in the music videos, their concept photos and everything. That's what's, you know, that's more on the creepier side.
Oh my god, I forgot to add a group. That I want to, like, put up here, since we're talking about Red Velvet too. I want to add them. This is a shot. Wild card entry ko na lang to.
Wild card.
FX.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, shoot. I was like, when I was talking about concept photos, I was like, shoot, this
I know.
FX.
Exactly. I was like, yo, wait, FX2. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's actually, honestly, both of them the same. But I think for Red Velvet, mas in their music video visually, they're... Kasi may scenes sila na parang implicit na, ano eh, na, oh, this dude, you know.
Yes.
And then, oh, they're all just finding ways to, like, unalive each other. So,
the whole pizza boy thing, right?
Yeah, the pizza boy.
Is that peekaboo? Isn't that peekaboo?
I forgot. Which one was the where they were like dolls in the red
red dress. Yes.
They were just that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So agad lang, right? And yeah, and FX.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They too, when it comes to their concept photos, when it comes to their, yes, you know, red light is...
Just cry.
I miss FX. Gosh.
Me too.
Oh my gosh, I miss FX. But yeah, Red Velvet is up there. Special mention to our girls at FX. And now we head to our top two. And I think when we mention these top twos,
Everyone would disagree.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone knows who already are the top two groups,
mm-hmm,
here. So
the king and the queen.
The king and the queen.
So let's go for the queen first, because ladies first.
Ladies first, yeah.
Ladies first.
Number four is...
Number two is...
Number two, oh my gosh. Kaya ko to. Is Dreamcatcher.
These girls went through a lot.
Yes.
They definitely went through a lot. And I'm so happy that they were able to, you know, get through that and sort of like rebrand in a way,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, like...
They definitely shine in the spooky concept.
Yes.
So.
Actually, that's like my honest confession. Like, I haven't really dived into Dreamcatcher, but mm-hmm, I do know that... They are the queens when it comes to concepts. Yes. When it comes to...
Like, almost all their music videos have something, like, quote-unquote, creepy. Or something, like, they have, like, ghosts or, like, some demon thing. I don't know.
Yeah, which is why I think, yeah, that's why they're here. And if you look at every article, like, online, it's always just Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher.
And... We support that. We love that. Check out Dreamcatcher, guys. They are the queens of concepts, and rightfully so. So yeah, that's number two. I'm getting so hyped.
Yes.
So, number one.
Cause like they've been doing this for so long.
Yeah,
like, they've been around for a while already.
Number one is
VIX. I swear, I think the song that really encapsulates like the whole horror vibe is Voodoo Doll. Cause like it's not even 1 minute into the thing, like just less than 10 seconds, you were already seeing like some scalpel action, some suturing with staples.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, a lot of it's in some blood and everything.
Yeah, and it's not just Voodoo Doll, because mm-hmm, some groups parang one off creepy concept.
Yes.
Tapos na.
A lot of other concepts are like this.
Just keeps on going and but Voodoo Doll was the most gruesome.
Yes, most gruesome. They're very explicit about everything.
Yes.
Like, I remember, like, those scenes where a needle was piercing through the skin. You know, glass shards on the, like, stuck to the skin. All the blood.
Yeah.
And just, like, the whole, like, voodoo doll. If you think of a voodoo doll, like, the thing that you're doing to a doll is happening to the person. They actually showed that.
Yeah. Yeah,
and remember the choreography where two members were back to back, and then one had the cane or like a stick, and then pierced through the other, and then they actually like this blood effect and everything. It's like, They are like theatrical
there
gods.
Perfect. Perfect way to put it. Like, it's so theatrical. And what I like about Vix is, because yung iba nga, parang hanggang music video lang yung concept, diba? But Vix, even in their performance, like, the concept still shows. Like, for example, exactly, Voodoo Doll. Like, they have their use of, like, the prop. It's so, like, they're telling a story with it. And, like, they
the choreography
even look like
itself.
Voodoo Dolls.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
even in their song, what was that? The one where they were robots.
Error. Oh, my God!
That trend. They were cyborgs in that.
Yeah, like, there was, like, they had no limbs, like.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And the scientist, Shangri-La, like, it, like, ang galing.
So good.
So good. And I love that they just owned it, I think.
Yes,
I think
exactly.
They really bargained with Voodoo Doll.
The concept,
it was so brave.
Yeah.
That was so brave of them to do, may I say. And it turned out
I don't know
very
how that
well
would work now in fourth gen, but it was just so perfect for second gen. Like,
yes.
Everything that they did in second gen time, like, chef's kiss.
Sobrang ang galing ng, yeah, even Chained Up. Like, they go all out. That's what I love about Vix. Like,
they go
all freaking out. Like, wala, even if you've seen the music video, it's a different treat naman when you see their choreography and then even their stage costumes, even their props and all of that. So, sobrang hands
down. It was our version of Kingdom right now.
Yeah, girl, honestly, if this were on Kingdom, oh my gosh. Wala,
they
like,
were our version of Kingdom.
Wala, like, ang galing. I'm sorry, we're just hyping them up because they deserve all the hype because this is Vic's season.
Yes.
Spooky season is Vic's season. Yes. Yes. Because it's... Wala eh. Ang galing eh. We can spend the rest of 15 minutes just talking about Vic's.
Yes.
And y'all wouldn't have any choice because it's... Yeah, because... Wala eh. They're really just... a really creative group. And what I love about them is that they just went with the concept thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they could have just stopped. I think they there were releases wherein they did just like the usual K-pop track. But I think I love that they always just kept on going back to these, you know, concepts and just being like even more like, they're just exploring.
Being different.
Point.
Like, they love being different.
Yes.
Like, and I love that so much about them.
It's so... Ang galing ng Vic. They're, like, super good. So, yeah. We still have more time. So, I will be throwing questions at you, Ashley.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Do you have any costume ideas?
Oh.
Spooky season. Like, K-pop costume ideas.
K-pop costume idea.
Yeah. Because, diba? Kasi parang spooky season, but I'm like a K-pop fan. What can I dress up as?
I'm just gonna put on my shirt Dispatch.
Yo.
I'm just gonna like dress up as Dispatch.
Oh yo, that's so solid. Honestly, ang galing.
No, I'll just carry a camera around. And
exactly.
Then I have an ID called Dispatch.
So, ganyan ka na.
Hello. I'll just...
Galing. Galing mo do.
What would you wear, though?
What I would wear? Ano ba? Because it's so hard. Because, like,
if it's, costume, like, very K-pop theme.
Costume these days are so easy, I may say. To replicate, like, you could just dress up as New Jeans and everyone would know that you're
true.
Dressed up as New Jeans. Diba? So.
Right. But it has to have a horror factor, like a scary factor.
Oh, shoot. I'll just dress up as like a Saseng fan.
Oh, no.
No, I'll dress up as a fan site.
Oh.
You see? You need. Alam mo yun? Yung parang nakaano ka, yung, they always have long skirts, right?
Oh my gosh, yes. Where they have to hide their camera on their tie or something.
And then I also have like a camera and then it's just a whole full long
like
lens.
The long lens.
Yeah. And then I'll just elbow people out of my way. Like oh when my they're in the and then rest my camera on top of their head. Para sila yung tripod ko.
Oh my god.
Not that I'm speaking from experience, but you know, because that's it is what it is. So, yeah. Ayun. And I think, what are you excited about this every Halloween season when it comes to K-pop?
Every Halloween season. Well, one would definitely be the SM Halloween party
For
photos.
For sure. Always.
Because like that.
Always.
I always have a field day every time it's like SM Halloween party and then just looking at the photos. Like I remember one time Chanyeol who was dressed up as Iron Man.
Yes. It's a him thing. Yeah, probably him.
It was actually like a legit believable suit.
Mm.
Was it did it have that working
it most probably did.
Head?
Knowing yeah, like, him, knowing him, yeah.
I swear, yeah. SM Halloween parties are like the Halloween party.
Yes, yes. I remember that video of NCT. 2018 then was Mona Lisa. oh my God, Jaehyun and Jungwoo. As Edward and Bella.
Yes.
Jaehyun or was that Taeyong? Sino yung kasama niya?
I know it was. I think it was Jaehyun. It was Jaehyun.
It. Oh my gosh. No, I think it was Taeyong.
Really?
Was it?
I thought it was. It was Jungwoo and Jaehyun, right?
Oh my God. Okay, sige. I see. I forget. Oh no, it's Taeyong.
Are you sure? Are you serious?
Yes, I searched it up. No. Who yung ka-partner niya si Jaehyun, Jack and Rose.
Jack and Rose, exactly. That yun, that one.
Taeyong and Jungwoo. Edward and Bella, bye! Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Speaking of that, another thing I look forward to is when they do any video with costumes. Idols.
Yes.
They do the dance practice videos with costumes and everything. That's just so cute and so funny.
Kasi parang ang cute kasi sobrang nakakatakot yung costume tas cute ng sayaw nila.
Oh.
Or the other way around.
Also the scary the cams, the hidden cameras.
Yeah. I'm so excited for those. Yeah,
all the hidden cameras. Oh my god!
All the pranks, but I think everyone agrees that it's SM Town. This is SM Town territory, and if anything, we are so pumped for whatever we'll be seeing when it comes. When this is released, I don't know if they already had it yet or not, but I hope it's gonna be. Epic. I'm so excited for Jungwoo. Oh my god. I wish he just keeps the trend of going as a girl and then having his members. Because at this point he just has to keep it going.
Yeah, he has to keep it going, yeah.
Because he's
I agree.
Like, I'm so excited. I just... No, kasi tawang-tawa kasi nakikita ko yung toilet picture. So, seryoso ako. Naiiyak ako, Jungwoo. It's so funny. But yeah. Oh my God. Best. It's the best. It's so good. And... Yeah, that's spooky season for y'all. I hope Ash, do you have any other questions that you have?
No, I'm good actually.
You're good. Yeah.
How about you guys to all our listeners? Who would be in your top five? Like
yes,
favorite spooky groups.
Yes.
And I hope you guys were also like thinking about your own answers when Ate Chelsea was asking me the questions. But what would you wear during Halloween season as a K-pop fan? And what are you the most excited about as well? So if you guys can share us your answers as well on Twitter, send us anything. It would be so fun to hear your replies. And yeah, Halloween is coming soon, you know?
So let's go. Let's enjoy. And that's it. Hopefully you guys had fun. We know this is a horror Halloween special, but we wanted to make it light as well for y'all. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you, Ashley, for your time.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. That's all we have for today. We'll see you next week. Bye.